anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. Today, I'm going to update you on what happened with my husband and I with the American Consumer Survey, brought to you by the United States Census Bureau. If you want to know all the details of why you should or shouldn't, why it's why it is unconstitutional, why they cannot force you to do it, go a few episodes back where I talk about it and I explain it to you. Today, I'm just going to tell you, so far, we have not been arrested or fined. As they threatened, well, let me take that back. The people themselves have been absolutely kind and professional, and not one of them ever threatened us. The only thing that ever threatened us was what was written on that piece of paper in the pamphlet. That's it. Where it says, if you don't fill this out, you can be fined or imprisoned. And if you do fill it out and you leave anything blank, or you are not telling the truth on any of it, because I suppose they're going to do their detective work and figure it out. I don't know. But if you do that, then they will fine you for each question, which I think was $1,000 a question. It could have been more than that. And they'll still throw you in prison. Okay, since 2005, they haven't done that to not one person. And that now includes me or my husband. Why? Because it is unconstitutional. Now, if you go back to the other episode, I explained to you about a letter you can fill out. All you got to do is go to my blog. The letter's already written for you. Just sign it and send it to the Bureau, and it will explain to them why it's unconstitutional and why you won't be participating in it. That's the only thing I would say for sure I would do if I were you. If you don't want to do it, send it to them in writing. Because anything that you say to them, whether it's on the phone or in person, that could get twisted. You have no proof that you said it. This way, you have it in writing, you sent it to them, and now they know. And if they say they didn't get the letter, you can always send them another one. You can reference it in court if you ever had to use it in court, which, by the way, you wouldn't. You wouldn't need to. Because if this was a constitutional survey, wouldn't those people have said, look, I have to advise you to do this or they'll fine you or imprison you? No, not one person ever said that to us. Why? Because they know that that would make them legally responsible for the consequences because it came out of their mouth. I'm just here saying, look, now, if you want to fill it out, if you think it's a fun survey and you want the government or any stranger to know all about your life to the finest detail, then by all means, fill it out and send it in. But if you're like me and you enjoy a little privacy, and I mean, some of those questions, if my friend said, hey, let me ask you this, I'd say, that's a little personal, don't you think? Maybe that's not quite your business, right? Nobody needs to know every little detail about your life. And I know it's hard to believe because if you go to social media, everybody's even showing you pictures of what they ate. But believe it or not, there are people that use social media that still like their privacy. And so we don't put everything out about us. And then there's some of us who decide we don't even want to be on social media. So why would they even fill out this survey? They wouldn't. They wouldn't unless they felt like they were being strong-armed because of a piece of paper making a threat. but I just want you to remember that piece of paper by itself is useless. The only way that you would have to fear that is if the people themselves were willing to back it up, of which, by the way, they are not. Do what you want with it. Line it up in your bird cage. Put it in your, you know, for your dog to use the bathroom. Clean your windows. I don't care what you do with it. Like I said, do what you want. Fill it out if you're comfortable doing that. And if not, don't fill it out. But understand that it is their job to convince you. But they're not going to convince you with any threats out of their mouth. They will come to your door a few times, and they will make a few phone calls to you because they want to convince you, because they want 300,000 people to fill this out every year. And for everyone like me that says no, it kind of messes up their numbers. But I don't care about their numbers because I care more about my privacy. And if you're the same way, then don't worry about it. Well, what you can do, you can tell them when they call, no, I prefer not to participate. It's unconstitutional. And please do not call my number again. And then you write down the date and time that you told them that. And what they'll probably do is give it to someone else. That same person won't call you. And I guess that might be how they get around it. So then the second time, maybe I should have said, I don't want anyone from your office or the Census Bureau to call me. Maybe that would have been more clear. And then when they come to your door, do the same thing. Say, you know, I respectfully refuse to fill this out. And I would appreciate it if anyone from your organization, your Census Bureau, whatever, do not come on my property again. And just be nice, because we've been very cordial. We were not angry with them. We understand they're doing their job. It's their job. And we didn't need to get ugly because they weren't ugly. They didn't threaten us. They just did their job. For anyone that had questions about it in was worried about filling it out because they might go to jail or might get fined, please don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. They're not going to do anything. Now, you do have to fill out the census that comes every 10 years. That is constitutional. And I'll probably do a podcast on why they do it and how it is constitutional. That one you do need to fill out at this time. But this one that they do every year with 300,000 people with all these unconstitutional questions prying into every detail of your life, no, you do not. Like I said, do what you want, but I would suggest that you do not fill it out because I don't know where all of this information is going. And even if it, let's just say the government had great intentions with this survey, I'm sure that when they get hacked, because as you noticed lately, the government has been getting hacked a lot. I'm more than sure those hackers don't have all those good intentions. I just want you to remember that, because that is one thing the lady said. Oh, we keep your information private and secure. No, you don't. No, you don't. And I'm not blaming her personally. I'm just saying the government has been hacked, and those hackers, whether, I don't even want to go into any theories, but I'm pretty sure hackers aren't hacking the government because they have good intentions with that information. Let's just put it there. So anyway, there's your answer. And if anything changes, I'll be the first one to let you know, but go ahead and do what you want to do. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Don't forget, you can read all the information discussed in our podcast by going to www.yappystudio.blogspot.com. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, shop at our store, check out our references, and see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.